When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
How's the rehab going?
Rehab's going well, making progress and plugging along. So it's going well so far, and just kind of keep doing the same thing, keep working hard, working with the trainers here, and keep making progress.
You expect to be ready by week one? Is that?
I do. Yeah, I do.
What have they told you in regards to timeline at this point?
I think we kind of take it, you know, one stage at a time and focus on what's right in front of us. But definitely the goal is to be back by training camp, and I feel like I'm making good progress.
Daniel, will you be keeping your rehab here, or will you be leaving?
I'll be rehabbing here. Yeah.
What are you doing in your rehab at this point? Like, what are you able to do? Like, what point are you at?
I'm doing a good bit. Mainly focused on strengthening my, you know, quad and hamstring and the muscles surrounding my knee. So. Squatting and, a lot of exercises to strengthen that area.
It's a competitor. How hard was it to watch this season?
It's tough. Tough to watch. Tough to watch on TV and tough to watch on the sidelines. But, I think, you know, yesterday it was fun to see those guys win and how well we played as a group. As a competitor, you want to be on the field.
Joe said today that, you know, given the uncertainty with you, he will definitely, whether it's a draft pick, free agent, whatever, he'll be looking to add to the quarterback room. I mean, do you understand from his perspective the importance of that, and how closely will you be watching that process?
I think that's part of it. For me, I'm going to focus on my rehab and making sure I'm doing everything I need to do there to get back healthy and get back on the field, and then working on what I can do to improve, and same thing that I do every offseason, and that'll be my focus.
Dave said he expects Mike back. Is that good for you in the sense of you don't have to learn another system?
I think I've really enjoyed working with Calf. I think he's a great coach. So they'll definitely be for myself, I'm looking for areas to improve and studying what we're doing, what I'm doing, go from there. But yeah, I think Cap's a great coach. I've enjoyed working with him.
How important is it in your mind to keep that continuity? Because obviously you can sort of build on, you know, what you already have rather than recalibrate and start over.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think that's important for all of us. A lot of time goes into learning a system and learning the ins and outs and everybody getting on the same page. So, I think it's important.
How does that, before the injury, the tough start you had, affect your level of confidence compared to where it was, you know, coming into this year after the great year last year? I mean, where is your head at just looking back at the season that you did have?
I'm still very confident. I think, like I said, like any off season, there'll be areas to work to improve and see where you can take a step forward. But I'm still confident in myself, confident in the group, confident in what we're doing here.
Daniel, last year at this time, obviously, there was a lot of uncertainty with the contract. This year, do you feel there's different uncertainty this year, or do you feel you have a pretty good footing on where you belong here?
I'm just kind of focused on what I'm doing and focused on getting healthy and getting back on the field and playing well. So, it's the NFL. There's, the off season brings about, new things every year. So, I'll focus on what I'm doing and focus on what I can do to help this team improve.
do you think this team needs to take a quarterback early in the draft, or do you think it's your job and, you know, they could look elsewhere to help you as a quarterback?
I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in my abilities, and
And what's your sense of what they have said to you? If they've said anything to you about their, you know, their faith in you moving forward?
I mean, I think anything I've gotten from the coaches or management has been, kind of belief and confidence in me. And like I said, I'm focused on what I'm doing day to day to get healthy and get back on the field and play well.
And Daniel, do you think they can, now trust is the right word, but you've had some injuries here, you know, two necks, the knee, that they can count on you to be healthy moving forward? You're still a young guy, obviously.
Yeah, I think each of those injuries are different circumstances and kind of situational things that come up. But I'm confident I'll be healthy.
Daniel, do you have to change up how you're going to train this offseason since you have to mix in the rehab?
I won't be able to do some of the things I'm used to doing just because I can't run or throw right now. So, it'll be a little bit different from that aspect, but still things I can do and focus on those things to work to improve.
Do you feel that you can be patient with this process? I know it's a long road, but you also probably want to get back to training and doing what you do.
I think, you have to be patient, and you hear about, a lot of guys who rush back too quick or try to do too much too early, and that set them back in the long run or, caused other issues for them. So, kind of trust the process, listen to the doctors, listen to the trainers, and do everything I'm capable of doing, not to do too much too soon.
How do you go about, or are you still rehabbing the neck, shoulder area? How do you do that? And is that a lingering concern for you when you do return?
No, that's not a concern. I've done my rehab with that. I'm healthy in that regard.
Did you, like everyone else, enjoy DeVito Mania? Did you get caught up in that when he was playing and watching him from?
Yeah, I was excited for him. He played well, and excited to see. Excited to see him play well, seeing the team play well, and worked hard, had a great, off season, great training camp, and it was no surprise to a lot of us to see him play well.
Were you around him, helping him any way you could? I mean, how did that work when you're injured? Could you still be a voice for him?
Yeah, I think in the meetings when I could be, that was during the time of my operation, so I was in and out a little bit, but enjoyed being around him and helping where I could. And like I said, he worked hard, he prepared well, and if there was ever anything I could do, I tried to help out.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.